Hey, Giant fans, welcome to the Giant Insider podcast. My name is Jerry Foley. I'm the senior editor of the Giant Insider newspaper. And with me, as always, the beat writer, the heart of Giants Nation. I don't know, somebody who was one of, what, 20 guys there last night in MetLife Stadium? Chris Bisignano, folks. So, look, man, season started kind of as, you know, Chris, to be honest, you predicted. I expected but was hoping for better. 26-16 defeat. A lot of thoughts going through my head about this game. I don't want to say anything. I'm glad we wait 24 hours to do this because otherwise I'd say some stupid things. Actually, that's not true. Not last night. But look, the reality is 4 years in a row with a loss we started off with. But it's a little different this year. The Steelers are a hell of a football team. And you said it. That front seven is ridiculous. They are obviously a Super Bowl contender. Felt like our team hung in there. But overall, just does not know how to win yet and take advantage of key situations. That's my overall, and we can get into every aspect of this, but my takeaway is we had a shot last night, but we don't know how to win yet, and that's where I can turn it over to you, my friend.
No, I'm curious to your point of view of the game. No, that's a fair point. If you had to do this within 24 hours, what would you be going off about?
The Daniel Jones throw, and I know I shouldn't.
Right, well, that's a fair point. Why?
Well,
timeout. Okay, hold off. So you're saying the Jones throw, and you know I shouldn't go off on that. But I got to ask you this. Why shouldn't you go off on that? It's an idiotic decision.
He's not a rookie anymore, right? And he showed flashes of brilliance to put together a 19-play, 87-yard drive. Yep. And to end it like that was just, it was the nail in the coffin. As soon as the play happened, game over. We're done, right? And that I would have gone off about that play last night over and over again.
And why would you be wrong?
I'm trying to be patient here, pal. That's all.
Well, I understand you're trying to be patient, but there would be absolutely nothing wrong with you going, hey, Chris, I can't believe this effing throw and all that, you know?
Yeah.
Because it was an idiotic decision by Daniel Jones.
Yeah, it was. It was.
I mean, you just saw, I mean, he led a brilliant drive down the field.
Unbelievable.
19 plays.
Yep.
He ran for a first down. They connected with Shep, I believe, on one of them.
Yeah.
The whole deal. Jones was doing everything, right?
Yeah.
And then he gets inside the red zone, and he makes that idiotic decision.
Yeah.
He's rolling left. He knows Dupree's coming up on him, and then he turns back into him and tries to force it in the end zone or throw it away. I don't know what he was doing.
Well, Slayton was covered by five guys, too.
Jerry, that was right on my side of the field.
Yeah.
In the press box, and it was like five steals in the end zone. There was nothing there.
Right.
Nothing.
Right.
I mean, this wasn't Kent Stabler falling down, you know, walking the ball in the end zone. You know what I mean?
Right.
As the Dolphins are draped around in a desperate situation. No, you got to be smart there. This is the momentum. If the Giants go in there, they take a 17-16 lead, all the momentum in the world.
Right, right.
The Steelers come up with the turnover. Ben goes down the field. They did get the strip, and they couldn't come up with the fumble recovery. They score, game basically over, right?
Yeah, I guess what I can't get over is running left, throwing sort of right. This is what you expect from a rookie. And I know it's technically he's still in his rookie year, right? Because it's game 15 or whatever.
13, but, yeah.
Whatever. Oh. Right. And I just thought to myself, I expect more than that. Like he looked so good at so many points of that game. The TJ Watt interception I can live with. He got fooled. TJ Watt made a great play. He faked the blitz. Then drop back, boom, got him. Okay. I don't love the play. It reminded me, his two interceptions reminded me of somebody else. But with
what
that other.
What did it remind you of?
With that other quarterback, you got brilliance and two Super Bowl championships. But it just reminded me a lot of our old quarterback a little bit. I'm sorry. It did. And that's, I'm going to get murdered for this, but, I didn't expect that type of play from him at that point in the game last night. Just throw it away. Just throw the ball away. That's all.
Yeah, listen. Like you just said, 13 starts.
Yeah.
It was an idiotic, dumb decision.
Right.
Can't happen again. I understand he's basically, like you said, a rookie. He's 13 start.
Right.
Okay, so he's going to make some stupid decisions. That was one of them. you hope never to see it again.
Right.
Okay?
Right.
Jerry?
Yeah, right.
Oh, I thought I lost you. It was real bad.
No.
I heard a click. I thought I lost you.
No.
It was a real bad decision.
Right.
It cost the team big time.
Right.
Can't happen again. If it happens again, you have to start wondering, what are we doing here?
Right. And I should couple that with the comment I made before, because I'm going to get murdered for it. The last 5 years of a great quarterback running for his life and trying to make a play. So I'm just going to leave it at that. That's all. So I apologize for pissing off everybody in the world right now. But it just was reminiscent of the last 5 years. Like, oh, here we go. Oh, brilliant. Great throw, Daniel. So anyway.
The TJ Watt interception. Watt did the old Dick LeBeau zone blitz.
Yeah.
You know, he showed blitz, dropped back.
Yep.
It happens.
Yeah.
It happens to veterans sometimes. It happens. I'm not going to really fault Jones. You know, listen, he didn't quite see it.
Couldn't agree more.
And Jones still had, Watt still had great hands to make that catch, man.
Unbelievable.
You know, so it was a hell of a play, tippy cap. You know, these other guys get paid too, as they say.
Yeah.
You got a tippy cap.
Yep.
It happens.
Right.
Obviously, the other one was a major mistake. But, one thing I was happy about with Jones, he made a concentrated effort to have two hands on the ball when he took off out of the pocket.
He did. And you noticed that there was the fumbling. It's like he's conscious of it now. So I'm very happy there. Yes.
Yes. Jerry, listen, the kid extends plays, man. He moves the sticks with his legs. You saw it last night.
Right. Yep.
And he brings a whole element to this Giant team that they haven't had in 17 years, 16
right.
years. You know, listen, that just wasn't part of Eli's game. It is. It is what it is, right?
Right.
It is part of this kid's game.
Right.
And you saw it last night. He got the hell out of there a few times, and he's so fast, dude.
Yeah.
He is so fast. Trust me when I'm telling you. I see him in person. He is fast, Jones.
Yeah.
Saw last night. He extends drives, man. He moves the chains
right.
with his legs. He did it last night. He hurt the Steelers a few times. But obviously that decision, now you don't want to see him do it again. He has to learn from that.
Right.
Okay.
Yep.
And if hopefully he's learned from that, that cost his team maybe the game. Now there was other parts of it that cost. I understand that, you know,
right.
Gave Ben the momentum and they took advantage of it.
Oh, they went, he went down the field like it was nothing.
Right. So I guess where do you want to start? I guess, you know what, Jerry, let's start with the blown opportunities. All right.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Go ahead.
Obviously, the first one,
yep.
The Giants get a break right off the bat. Deontay Johnson muffs the punt.
Yep.
Devontae Downs, one of the only things he really did all night, recovers the fumble.
Chris, real quick, the fact that you said that, mm-hmm. he played on defense last night, right?
14 snaps.
Okay. No, okay.
They went a lot of nickel and
right because I was like, I don't see him in the stat sheet at all. I didn't see him last night.
He didn't have one tackle.
Okay, yeah, go ahead. Sorry.
Yeah, 14 snaps with no tackles. Okay.
Right.
Listen, it's only 14 snaps.
Yeah.
But yeah, he wasn't on it. But he was for the recovered fumble. Good job by him there. And he had a special teams tackle too, I believe. So he played well in special teams. No
right.
question about it.
Right.
So the Giants get first and goal in the three. They are the underdog. They are not a better team than Pittsburgh. So
right.
what do you do, Jerry? You have to take advantage of that, right?
Right, right. Blown opportunity.
You got to put seven on the board. So they give it to Saquon. He gets up to the two, gets a yard, whatever it might be. The second down play was key. Jones
yeah.
drops back. Zeitler didn't block his guy. And
yeah.
I forget who was came in, hits Jones as he's throwing the ball, incomplete. Now, the third down play, I thought it was a – beautifully designed play
mm-hmm.
by Jason Garrett, who had numerous, in my opinion, well-designed plays last night. Okay?
Yeah, he did. He did.
Okay, he can't go out there and block guys. And we'll get into that in a little bit. All right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so Ingram blocks on the line, collapses a little bit, and his job is to spring out, right? He cuts out, breaks. He breaks. It's a timing block. He blocks, you time, you break out. Ingram did it. I don't know if it was the smoothest breakout, but Jerry – he was there.
Wide open.
Jones missed him.
So you blame Jones for that, not Ingram?
I'm blaming Jones.
Okay.
Okay? I understand it wasn't the smoothest breakout by Ingram, but Jones, all Jones has to do is do a little touch on it.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And it's a touchdown. He missed him. All right? He missed him. So that was a missed opportunity, and Judge, rightfully so, by the way, took the points, okay?
Yeah.
He said today in the press, the judge, he goes, I wanted to get on top. I wanted to take the points against these guys. and not take the chance of coming away with zero. So I don't blame Justin.
Yeah, I didn't question that once last night during the game. I didn't say, oh, we should have gone for a touchdown there. I agreed with it.
A few times, Pepper sets us up with good field position. By the way, tell me you don't love Jabril Pepper.
I wrote in my postgame that they haven't had a punt returner like this since Dominic Hickson.
Right.
Right?
Right. I mean, I put a tweet out there. Let's say, tell me if I'm wrong, Jerry, but every time Pepper touches that ball.
Could break it every time.
On a punt, you feel like this kid could break it, right?
Absolutely.
Okay, so Jabril added a whole other element to the special teams.
Yep.
A couple of nice punt returns. He sets us up, and they don't take advantage of it.
Right.
You got to take advantage against the Steelers team. You know? Obviously, the 19-play drive, the turnover, doomed, you know? And then the Steelers, look, I thought the game turned around, Jerry, when Ben marched him down the field right before the half.
I that one felt like a gut punch. And then the 87-yard drive happened, and I thought, wow, we can get back in this.
Yes.
And then it was over. But, yeah, that drive before the half. And that's what I was referring to. I forgot if that happened before or after that. He just went down the field like a surgeon against that defense.
Right. Well, what happened was, to me, it looked like Ben started getting his feet. You know, he started getting his rhythm a little bit, because in the first quarter and a half, he missed some throws. You know, he hasn't played a long time, man.
Yeah.
He missed some throws. Even he admitted he was very nervous. Even he admitted, you know, after the game. He goes, I was nervous, man. You know?
Right.
He settled down, started hitting some throws, and they went down the field and they scored that touchdown right before half. And that kind of hurt them. That kind of set he kind of got rolling after that. The Giants had a lot of pressure on Ben in that first half. You know, they got a lot of pressure on him.
They did.
They won running the ball well in the first half.
Right.
The Steelers, they did a good job in that. In the second half, they busted a few. Snell Jr. busted a few plays, you know, on him. The Giants defense definitely wore down.
Yeah.
The judge talked about that afterwards. You know, listen, they're not totally conditioned yet. Nobody is, he said, in this league. I don't care what you say, you know.
Right.
It showed a little bit there. But missed opportunities. That's what we're talking about, right? Missed opportunities. You can't – when they give you opportunities, when you're not a better team than the other – you know, when you're not the better team, you have to take advantage. You can't have minus two in turnovers.
Right.
Field position, you have to put points on the board. When it, you know, I'm sorry, they won
minus one.
I'm sorry about that. I forgot about the muff punt. When they have a muff punt, you got to put seven in.
Yeah, but if you recover a punt inside the five and you don't score a touchdown, you could take that turnover off the board almost. You know what I mean? Like it's almost like it was wasted.
Right. It's like a wasted turnover, right?
Yep.
You got to take advantage of it. They didn't.
Yeah.
And that's why you lose 26-16, you know? So obviously the missed opportunities was big.
I want to stay on, go back to Ingram, because I had thought that was a bad route, but good job by you pointing out that it was Jones, and I wasn't sure.
Jerry, it wasn't the sharpest route coming out.
But
I agree.
But you put more of it on Jones, yeah.
Yeah, thank you, Jerry. That's the way I really want to word it. I put more of it on Jones because I must have looked at the play about 10 times this morning in slow motion, and if Jones puts a little touch on it, up, a little air, a little touch, that's a touchdown.
Right.
He didn't. He missed it.
So wide open. But Ingram overall had a nightmare of a game for a guy who we've been talking about that it's going to be the year for him. It's going to be the year. You know, first play, drop pass. Then he misses a block and gets Barkley absolutely smoked. Offensive pass interference. Catches two balls for meaningless 9 yards. Like, God, Evan, when are you gonna put it together? I know it's 1 week. But he's got to start putting it together. He's going to be gone. I mean, and he's going to maybe flourish somewhere else, maybe not. But he's got to do this finally. That was a horrific game one.
Yeah. Just not a good start for Evan. And listen, there's 15 games left and all that, but not a good start.
Yeah.
Not a good start.
Yeah.
You know, I thought the interference call was a little
ticky-tack.
I don't know.
It was.
A little ticky-tack, right?
Don't get mad at me. I thought Claypool pushed off more than Ingram on his sideline.
I thought... Why would I get mad at you then?
No, he's a golden dumber.
Dude, be honest though. Were you thinking about me when Claypool came down with that ball?
Chris, when you tweeted what a catch, and I thought, oh my God, what a push off. Chris, it's golden dumber. It was a great catch. But I'm just he pushed off so bad.
Jerry, to be honest with you, when you're at the stadium, you got to look at it a few times.
No, I know.
And when I did tweet that, I didn't realize he pushed off that much.
Oh, I was going to tweet like, hey, Chris, come on, man.
No. Seriously, I really didn't realize it. He looked like he got away with a push, Claypool, but he's so smart because he's from Notre Dame.
Right.
He got away with it.
Right, exactly.
Anyway, it was a great play. But I thought Ingram was a little – I wasn't sure if he extended that arm or arms.
It was weak.
But anyway, it went against him. I thought they should have got Claypool on a one on the sideline. They didn't.
Yeah.
But listen, a rough night. I thought Ingram was horrible blocking. And it's just not a good start for Evan. Hopefully he turns it around, you know, starting next week, you know.
So you said Ingram was hard, was bad blocking. I completely agree. He's never going to – I don't think he's ever going to be a good blocker at this point.
Yep.
But it really just – it went in unison with the rest of the guys he lined up next to. Not all of them, but that was not good. And I know the front seven is incredible. Again, dude, you called it. You said this is going to be tough. And then you see those guys flying around. You're like, wow, this is – I should say, Andrew Thomas looked great. I thought he looked really good for a first time. Mm-hmm. But Gates, Hernandez, who's like the Ingram for me now of the offensive line. Like, are you going to put it together? Cam Fleming, bad night. Zeitler, said missed a block. But he didn't stick out to me. Like, you know, those three were just – they had a horrific, horrific night.
Yeah, they gave up some pressures. But obviously the story was the run blocking.
Right.
The Steelers hit Saquon at the 8 times behind the line of scrimmage.
Yeah, you can't do anything.
11. I believe they had 11 tackles for loss. Jerry, you can't win games like this.
No.
I mean, Jason Garrett went 13 personnel a ton in the second half.
Yeah.
Three tight ends.
Yep.
Garrett's like, could somebody block for me here? Three tight ends, and they were still getting blown.
Boy, he's far removed from that offensive line in Dallas, huh?
He must be like, holy crap, what a night and day difference here, right?
What the hell did I get myself into?
I mean, Caden Smith was the only one that resembled the tight end that could block a little bit at times. He really was.
Yeah.
But Levine Tololo, or Toliolo, whatever you say his name, right?
Yeah.
Gettleman's big. I got a guy here. I got a guy coming in here that could block. He looked terrific.
Yeah, he did.
Okay. Ingram, forget about it. Like you said, you're looking like at times he improved over the years a little bit on the blocking. Last night, he took a major step back again.
Right.
He was horrible.
Horrible.
Okay. Nick Gates, first start. I thought he did pretty decent in pass pro, but the run blocking, Alulu, who's been in the league about 8 years, was blowing him up.
Yeah.
About 6 years, whatever. I mean, yeah, he was blowing them up. They were getting Will Hernandez, man. Listen, I put on Twitter today, I said, yo, Will, this is a big year. You got to step it up, man. This is his third year, second round pick.
Yeah.
Road graders, nasty. But you know what, Jerry? You see, they're not doing anything. He's not doing anything, man. You know, first game, not a good start. Listen, I understand it's a talented front seven, but you're getting paid too. You're still out there to block these guys. You gotta do your job, man.
Yeah, I get nervous with Hernandez because we just assume he was so highly touted coming out. I think he was ranked like 15th or 16th overall. We got him early second. This was a great pick for us. This was going to be our Chris Snee kind of pick, left guard instead of right guard, and it just hasn't happened for him yet. And it's year three now, and I'm just thinking, all right, did we assume that we got something here, and now we have to start looking for a left? This is like year three of we have a better line, and it's week one, and they're good, the Steelers, but it just still looks like a complete crap show. I'm just nervous about it, man. That's all.
Yeah, you're waiting for them to take that next step, right?
Yeah.
Bring it to the next level, and you're just not seeing it.
No.
But Cam Fleming, miscommunication, gave up the one sack. And, you know, he gave up pressures last night. To me, we'll see how he plays against the Bears. If he has another stinker, you could start seeing some changes coming down the pike.
Yeah. Pert's going to go in.
Either Pert kid or
yeah.
If Gates struggles a little bit, you could see Gates getting kicked out there, maybe Pulley at center.
Yep.
I'm just saying if the line continues to play. I know Judge gave the right answer today. Oh, overall, they play pretty good, this and that. You know, judges, but come on.
Yeah, and by the way, guys, I don't have an issue with that. I mean, everybody's like, what do you mean? Like, what's he going to do? Destroy his players to the press? Yeah. Of course not.
Now, Saquon Barkley, 15 carries, 6 yards. Most of those, he had nowhere to run. He was getting hit behind the line of scrimmage. to me, I saw maybe two plays or one play that Saquon might have went to the wrong hole.
Yeah.
Okay. He danced on one play a little bit. And listen, Jay, I'm going to bring something up, and I talked about it before on Twitter. I mentioned
I know exactly where you're going.
You know where I'm going?
His pass blocking is atrocious.
I mean, Jerry, look, here's the story. We all know Saquon is incredibly talented, right? Oh, yeah. We know that. But when you're on the field and you're assigned to pick up blitzes and you're out there not running a route and you're pass pro back there, you're that sixth guy, you got to block, brother.
You can't, I mean, and you especially can't miss the guy.
He missed one guy on a sack. The other one, he gave up a hit. He, like, lowered his head. Technique-wise, he is horrible in pass pro.
Isn't that amazing? Now, that's amazing.
Now, you want to be a great back in this league. It's not just, oh, let me rip off a 50-yarder. You know what I mean?
Right.
I understand that. That's great. Saquon's great, all that stuff. But you want to be labeled a great back, you have to do it all.
Yeah, you have to do the little things, man.
Right. You got a pass pro, brother. You know what I mean? So you'll never – I put it on Twitter. I don't know if I even got negative feedback on it. I didn't even look. But I could care less because you're not a great back right now in this league.
No.
He's not a great back.
No, he's not.
You know, I wrote an article about this, about do they pay Saquon next all season, right? And they probably will. He's going to get big money. But I also put in that article, Jerry, if you remember, you're not Christian McCaffrey right now.
Right.
So I know he's probably going to get more than Christian.
Well, you know what? You know what, Chris? Listen, I'm not getting ahead of myself, but I'll say this one. There's one scenario where he won't get that contract. Want to know what it is?
Yeah.
New GM.
Oh, yeah.
I'm sorry. Hey, Giants go 3-13. And guys, I'm not suggesting anything, but if that's the scenario where it would be a new GM might come in and say, no. And look, I don't think this is a 3-13 team. I actually think they played much better last night than they have in the last few years. But that's a scenario that he would not get an extension.
That's exactly what I put in the article, remember? Well, yeah. You don't know. If a new GM comes in, something, Gettleman gets launched, and a new GM comes in, they might have value a running back position. But we're getting ahead of ourselves a little bit, I understand.
Yeah.
But that's a great point, dude, right?
Well, it's funny. That was in my subconscious. I read it in your article, Chris, so I have to give you credit for it.
You slept with the article in your bed, huh?
There it is.
So the point, look, Jerry, so Saquon there drops a pass early in the game, right? So a lot of, most of it, not Saquon's fault. He made a dynamic run on a screen, jumped over a guy and all that. Then he tried it later on. You know, Saquon,
yeah, stop
I understand.
Doing it. Don't do it every play, Saquon.
Thank you. You can't be leaping every time in the open field too, you know?
Right, right.
So the offense, look, Darius Slayton.
Oh, real good. Okay. Incredible. Could be wide receiver one for us, buddy.
Picked up where we left off. He's slowly becoming a legit number one, right?
Well, you know what I like better than the bomb? I like the slant route he ran for a touchdown.
Right.
I know it was at the end of the game,
right?
But it was a nice route, and that's what's going to make him a number one receiver, not just a burner, which he is, but that route was a great route.
Right. And the deep post that Jones hit him with, well-designed play by Jason Garrett.
Yeah.
He had Ingram clear out underneath. Fitzpatrick bit on it, took the safety, cleared the center of the field, and Steve Nelson was no match for Darius Slayton.
Yeah, it was a great throw by Jones, too.
Great throw by Jones. By the time Hayden got over there, it was way too late.
Yeah.
So Slayton has picked up where he left off last year, right?
Yep.
Slowly becoming a legit number one. If this keeps up, guess what? You have a legit number one, right?
Yeah, you do. You do.
So that was good. I'm trying to think. CJ Board, the kid that kept made a couple of plays.
I love Sterling Shepard's spirit and attitude.
Right.
I really do. Like, you know, he's not, he's a good number two. I love that he wants to be out there and he fights to the whistle, man. I'd take 53 of him.
Yep. I agree. Kid's got balls. Does.
Really
he
does. Fights
to the whistle. I thought Jones made some great throws. A couple he kind of missed. But Jones did some good things and all that. So that's where we were on offense. I don't know anything else you want to add, anything else that I'm forgetting. Obviously, the Steelers got more pressure. They stacked the line. Mike Tomlin made it known. When he talked to us last Wednesday, he made it known that I'm not letting Saquon beat us.
Yeah, right. And he shouldn't.
And guess what? He went out there and he was stacking 5-6. He had Hilton all over the line of scrimmage. They were not letting Saquon beat them, you know?
Yeah, I'm trying to think anybody else on offense. There was nothing else that jumps out. It is what it is. it was a mixed bag, to say the least. Like I said, we saw some really good things and then some really horrific things. So,
yes. But so listen, I thought they protected Jones pretty good in the first half. You know, well, he had time at times.
Yeah. And that 40, the bomb, the touchdown to Slayton, that was the most time a Giants quarterback may have had since 2016. Like, he sat back there. I thought, wow, look at this. He's got time. Oh, my God. He makes a perfect throw. And that's what you got to do for the young kid. You got to give him some time. You got to get this line fixed and fixed right. So,
right. Right. And look, you know, I don't want to look too far ahead, but there's some, you know, the Bears front seven is pretty good too coming in Sunday, you know.
And then the 49ers.
Going out there Sunday, you know. So, yeah. Going over to the defense, Jerry. I thought they got some good pressure on Ben at times. They had a couple of sacks. I thought Leonard Williams was excellent.
Very good. Dexter Lawrence.
I thought Big Dex was excellent. I thought Lorenzo Carter was very active.
And that was good to see, because it wasn't just practice good, right? The thing about Carter was, you were like, oh, my God, he's got four sacks in this. And you thought, well, is he just a practice guy? Oh, man, they're something clicked, or they're putting him in the right position. Maybe they're just sending him to the quarterback more. But I thought he had a good game.
I thought Lorenzo was excellent, has some pressures. Dex, Dalvin Thompson was pretty good. I thought Leonard Williams was very active, right?
Yeah.
And could I say something else? I'm going to get into this quickly before, you know, we wrap this game up. How did Blake Martinez look?
You know what Blake Martinez was last night?
He
was the professional that comes to your house and does a job that you or I can't do, right? Like, if I tried to do the electrical in my house, I would blow the whole thing up. It was so nice to see a professional linebacker on this team last night, running sideline to sideline, making tackles all over the field. It was like, oh, wow. Again, a guy we really haven't had since Antonio Pierce in like 2007, 2006, 2005. He looked like the crown jewel of our free agency last night, buddy.
Jerry, I'm going to ask you a few things.
Yeah.
Right? One, where were most of those tackles last night?
A lot of them were behind the line of scrimmage.
No. I mean, they were basically around the line of scrimmage, maybe 1 yard.
None of them were downfield.
I think he had one negative tackle, maybe even two. I'm not even sure I looked that up.
There was nothing pile jumping or downfield or anything.
Do you remember this back in, what is free agency open up? March, right? Do you remember this back in March when I was tweeting after they signed him, you're going to love this guy, he was in the wrong system?
Yeah, they killed you.
Do you remember all the Twitter GMs coming at me?
Oh, Chris. He's 8 yards down the field tackling guy. Yeah. You don't know what you're talking about. All he does, maybe he had 600 tackles last year, but the 599 were 8 yards, 9 yards down the field.
Do you remember that?
Yes, I do. Vividly.
Do you remember me saying, yeah, but Mike Pettine had him in the wrong system. He was just a read and react guy. Remember?
Right.
Because, you know, you do the legwork and you actually see him on film and what he's doing.
Right.
Instead of just shooting your big mouth off when you don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah, right? You got killed for it.
Okay, I remember people were coming at me hard, you know, you don't know what you're talking about, this guy's nothing. Remember?
Yeah, yes,
well,
I do.
Well, last night, you saw what Blake could do in a different system.
Right.
And Carl Banks were having a little fun with this on Twitter today. You notice that?
Yeah, I did.
Right, because Carl was saying the same thing of, that system he was in Green Bay, he was kind of like that's the type of system where he was going to make a lot of tackles behind the line of scrimmage. And when you saw their games last year, every one, like I looked watching their games last year, you saw like, wow, what the hell do they have him in here, you know?
Right.
Patrick Graham says, now, you know, this kid's going to attack the gaps and all that.
Yeah.
And you saw pretty good, right? 12 tackles.
Oh, I loved him. He's a guy you notice right away. And like I said, I just felt like we had a professional NFL linebacker on our team, middle linebacker.
I'm going to tell Giant fans again, you're going to really like this guy. I think Giant fans who weren't quite sure about him didn't know a ton about him, they said, I'm sure a lot of them said, you know what? We got a linebacker here. This guy could play, right?
We really do. And that's a guy that, again, somebody you notice right away, he is on pace for 192 tackles this year.
Well, Jerry, we haven't had a tackle machine linebacker since I don't know when.
I would say Pierce, but he wasn't he didn't have like the 150, right?
Yeah, Pierce had the 90s, right? What was it, the 80s, whatever it might be. But this guy's a tackling machine.
Right.
You saw it last night. So that was a real positive. I thought Bradbury did some good things. Now we'll get into this. This was the main problem. You know where I'm going with this, right?
I do.
The rub routes. I was saying it last night. What are we doing? Okay, the Steelers, and this is what happens in the NFL. You run a rub route, the Giants don't adjust to it. You score a touchdown. They come to the sideline, and they go, hey, they're confused on these rubs. So what are you going to do? So Ben goes, all right, we're going to do it again until they stop it. They scored two touchdowns on rub routes because Bradbury's colliding with Holmes. Two guys are covering one guy.
Chris, the video you put out today was wow.
Thanks. So it was alarming how they could not adjust to these rubs, and they could not adjust to the vertical crosses. It was killing them.
Yeah.
Now you have to see how they come out next week. But I was very concerned that during the course of this game, they did not adjust to the rub route.
Especially the one you show where they crossed. Like, is it as simple as just stay to your side, take if they cross, take the guy? Is it that?
There's
like,
one guy.
And I'm seriously asking that question. I don't know.
You switch. One guy's got the front. One guy picks up the back.
Okay.
Or you fight through the pick. One or the other.
I'd rather not fight through the pick.
What can happen is Holmes colliding into Bradbury, and then they're both chasing James. They're both chasing Juju while James Washington is doing a post, and he's wide open.
Right.
You understand?
I do.
So it's a communication where you should know before that, if they're running a rub your way, who's got the front, who's got the back, who's switching. You know what I mean?
Yeah, and I don't want to real quick on that play. Julian Love got a little finesse at the goal line. I thought he should have drilled Washington for that, but it is what it is. It was a bad tackling job by Love on that play. But you're right. The problem was getting beat by those rub routes.
Right. It looked like Love tried to do the old, let me try to save this touchdown by strip. You know what I mean? Instead of just putting your shoulder and blasting him, you know?
Right.
But the story of that play, I know a lot of people are blasting Love over that. I get it in a way, but the story of that play wasn't Julian Love.
I know.
The story of that play was the rub route that left James Washington wide open.
100%. 99%, now, yes.
Now, I'm going to get into a little bit of a rant here.
Go for
it. The other touchdown to Juju,
mm-hmm.
For some reason, Dave Gettleman decided he saw something in Isaac Yiddum. Yadam, whatever you say his name. Okay.
Yadam.
Now, the Denver Broncos, if you didn't, nobody watched them last night or you don't know their roster, they could use some corners. Okay? So when you see a team unloading a corner, I don't care if it's for a seventh round pick, whatever it might be, you got to say to yourself, well, you know, Denver's, you know, they got AJ Bowie and they could use some corner. Why are they unloading this kid? Well, last night you saw why.
Yeah.
Okay? All right?
Yep.
So what I'm saying is that what Graham did last night, he decided to go after Ben.
Yeah.
He did a zero blitz. I have no problem with that. And obviously that leaves everybody man, right?
Yeah.
And Juju put a little deep with his shoulder, went to the corner. Isaac Yiddum, whatever you say, he was going one way. He was going the other way. I don't even know what the hell he was doing. And he lost Juju, game over. I mean, Ben practically put the ball up by the lights and it floated down for like 10 seconds into Juju's arms.
It really did. I mean, yeah, he just like lofted it. It looked like a street play to me.
And needless to say, that was the end of Isaac's night. He was done for the night.
That'd be like if we traded offensive linemen away. Wait. Let's think this through.
Right. So, I mean, that's what happened there. You know, Graham called a zero.
Yeah.
No problem with that. He was aggressive. But the only problem was Isaac was man on Juju. And you might as well have me man on Juju. That's no match. Okay?
Yeah.
That's what happened there. Isaac got yanked. At least Joe Judge and Patrick Graham says, yeah, maybe we saw enough of him. And they got
him out.
not Pat Shurmur.
Right.
Who keeps the guys playing. Betcha. Oh, yeah, keep him out. They don't worry about it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So they got him out of there. So the rubs, the verticals, the Giants have to adjust to that. They got to communicate on that. They got to correct that because, you know, Jerry, I've watched a quarter and a half of the Bears game from last week. They didn't run one rub route yet. I have to watch the rest of the game. But you know you're going to see it next week, right?
Just
you
wait.
You know you're going to see it.
Hey, real quick, I want to ask you about another guy. What was your opinion on Corey Ballantyne last night?
He's got technique issues. Too many easy balls in front of him.
Yeah.
You know, listen, he got targeted 5 times, 4 completions.
Yeah.
Not good. You know, it wasn't a missed tackle, 2 missed tackles. You know, it wasn't a good night in my opinion. You know,
yeah.
I thought Bradbury had some good coverage at times, but obviously those rubs, you know, he's going to have to work it out with other guys, you know, whoever the hell else is out there in the slot. But I thought he did some good. He had some good coverage on a vertical. He had a nice strip. Bradbury had a beautiful strip that somehow or another the Giants didn't recover.
Smith recovered it. Schuster.
Yeah. He came out of it. Like four Giants, and he came out with it. You know, so.
Yeah, unbelievable. And he was out of bounds and came back in, established himself, and got the ball.
He established himself, you know.
Yeah. No, it was a great play.
Yeah, yeah.
That's the little things that the Steelers do, right? Like, as good as they are, they still do things like that. And look, guys, I don't want to be a downer. This team looked light years ahead of last year just from a technique standpoint for me, like tackling to me. We seemed tougher. We didn't, you know, there weren't the missed tackles and the what you got used to seeing, the sloppy play from last year. And it's week one, so you would expect them to be somewhat sloppy. But like we said, throw in Blake Martinez, Leonard Williams, you know, put on strength in the offseason, right? Put on some muscle. Dexter Lawrence is a year improved. Like, that was noticeable, right? It's just there were opportunities last night, and I just feel like this franchise just does not know how to win yet. We had many opportunities to make that not blow them out by any means, but have a lead or be tied going into the fourth quarter, and we blew it. So that's why I'm aggravated.
Yeah, look, Jerry, I talked about how it was kind of a boxing match where a guy was a little fighting out of his division a little bit, right?
Yep.
And you're fighting like a heavyweight, and you're giving him a good battle for, say, what's boxing, 12 rounds? You're giving him a good battle for 9, 10. You're right there. You're going at it with him, and then the guy finally knocks you out. You know what I mean?
Yep.
But the sad part is what you just said, Jerry. If they would have converted those opportunities, the opportunity was there for the underdog fighter to throw that wild left hook and knock out the big guy. You know what I mean?
Right. They left 11 points on the board. Yep.
Right. You get what I'm saying? The opportunity was there to throw that one wild Buster Douglas punch and knock out the big guy. You know
we left
what I mean?
11 points on the board and we lost by 10, guys. It's really a game of opportunities. Think about that. So, right?
Listen, on defense, I like the way they were swarming to the ball.
Yeah. Right.
Most times you saw two, three guys going to the ball.
And that's the stuff that was noticeable. Exactly. Yeah.
Right. They played hard.
Yep.
You know, they were right there. It was a contest. I understand that. Like, Brian Baldinger, I was with him a couple of weeks ago in training camp. Real good guy. We spent the day together watching the Giants practice. But he put something out today. I didn't agree with Baldy. You know, he said, oh, look like a JV team playing a varsity team. I didn't get that sense. It was told that to me. That tweet was like they were dominated from the beginning.
No, it's not. That's not the case.
Was it the case?
No.
You know?
No. If anything, our front seven, our front four looked very good at the start. Looked like they were overpowering the Steelers. Started that game. Yep.
So it was great. A lot of good things. Some of the things that they're very coachable, teachable things that you could do. You know, with the rubs, you got to teach that up. You got to teach up the verticals, all that stuff. Now, all those other times, just physical. You know, they're just not talented enough. I understand that. But other things are teachable moments, bro. You know, and listen, they're going to play a team that's back in their weight class Sunday. You know what I mean?
Right.
And we'll get into that, obviously, at the end of the week, the next podcast. We'll get into the Bears a little bit. But this is going to be a battle. And this is, to me, a game you could go in and get. You know what I mean?
Totally. Especially after seeing Monday night. This is a game they can win.
Oh, Jerry, absolutely. Absolutely. You know, so obviously, like I said, we'll get into that as the week goes on. But I thought you saw some good things, obviously some bad things. But I didn't look at last night and say, holy crap, we don't belong in the same.
Not at all. Not at all. Right. And I think that's why I'm more disappointed today. So.
Jerry,
in a weird way.
Yeah. You're disappointed because you feel they blew an opportunity. I get that. And I agree with you, dude. You know, I agree with you, you know. But at the same time, it's like, okay, you know, is there some concern in some areas? Yeah, absolutely. Right? Absolutely.
Right.
You run the ball for 20 yards or 26 carries, whatever it was. That's a major concern now. Will that improve? Well, Jerry, you better hope so. Or there's going to be some changes or they're going to win four games. You know what I mean?
You know what, dude? How about this? The last 3 years, I've been disgusted after week one. Mm-hmm. Today, I'm just disappointed. It's a different feeling. Because last 3 years, it was, we can't compete. We stink. This year it was like, wow, we had a shot in this one, and we blew it. But anyway.
So that's, you know, that's it. I think we covered everything.
Yeah, we did.
I think there's some positive thing. Obviously, if they throw a stinker out Sunday in Chicago, then you're going to start getting concerned a little bit. But I don't expect that. Like I said, Jerry, I thought it was some good things going on, and other things that are coachable and other things, you know, we got to make up for because the talent isn't there, you know?
Yeah, well said, man.
But Barkley, Jerry, listen, they got to block for this kid up front here a little bit. You know what I mean?
So, yeah, right.
And this is no slouch team now. They're playing Sunday either.
No, it's not. No.
And I'm not just talking about, you know, I'm not just talking about the window dressing. You know, oh, you mean Khalil Mack, right? Yeah, we know about him. I'm talking about the other guys, you know?
Right. And Trubisky had a good week one.
Well, let me get back to the end of the week with that.
Yeah, that's fine.
He finished strong. He made a beautiful throw to win the game. I get it. But I've seen him already. I didn't watch the whole game, but I've seen him already make some tomato-type throws. So let's see.
All right.
You know, let's put it this way, Jerry. I can tell you this right now. There's going to be some opportunities for interceptions Sunday.
Good stuff. And Thursday, guys, we will be back. We will preview the Bears game. We'll take your Twitter questions. And most importantly, we'll do the pick segment where Chris is already up 3. Week 1, plus 3. I am in the hole. It is what it is.
Am I? I'm up 3, dude?
Yeah. I got to be honest, buddy. I'm an honest man. I'm down 3 already. Well, I was down 2 going into last night.
You took Atlanta. I was like, well, now I'm looking at it.
Yeah, that was so dumb.
Well, you know what? I kind of surprised you with Arizona. That was kind of fortunate.
That was a good one.
And then you took Cincinnati, which a game you could have won easily.
I know.
It wasn't all you, dude.
I only lost that game because I took it.
And you took the Giants. So.
Yeah, it's just stupid. All right.
Which was kind of stretching.
Tomato-y. You know? Tomato-ish.
Just a little stretching. That's all.
Blowhole-ish. use your words now. Anything else, buddy?
No, I think we covered it. We'll talk Thursday. We'll get into the Bears. We'll get into the questions. Talk about some more stuff that comes up during the week.
All right, guys, to order a subscription to The Giant Insider, go to www.thegiantinsider.com. Go to magster.com for a digital subscription, MAGZTER, and download The Giant Insider app. All right, guys, tough loss, but we'll be back. Sundays are Giant days. Take care, everybody.
Bye-bye, everybody.